This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final 5 minutes here with yours truly, Owen Troyer, filling in for Alex today. Chase Geiser are sitting to my right. We just heard from Alex Jones. And, you know, that's really everything. And I think that this is where the rubber meets the road. And I'm just going to kind of lay it down here and get Chase's response. I'm sick of political representation that doesn't want to win. The Democrats want to win. I mean, they want to win. They are committed to destroying this country, taking your freedoms, chopping kids' balls off. Like, they're in it to win it. The Republicans are just in it to be there, it feels like. And I'm damn sick and tired of it. Now, maybe there's hope that there's some change here, and there's a couple stories, like with the new leadership at the RNC. RNC chair pledges to have thousands of attorneys watching when 2024 ballots are counted. Quote, you have to be in the room. Good. That's playing to win. That's playing to win. Senator J.D. Vance sounds the alarm on how Biden's border crisis is affecting the census and helping Democrats win the Electoral College. Again, boom, that's playing to win. You got to take it a step further and stop them from coming in. But it's okay. If I'm playing to win here, Chase, this is so easy. And it's just like, well, how am I not even on the field? It's like if I show up to the Dallas Cowboys game and they kick the ball off and there's no Cowboys on the field. I'm like, what the hell? Where's the team? How is it that not a single Republican in Congress, and maybe there have been voices, but there's just not enough movement, haven't called any of the individuals Project Veritas has exposed? Any of the individuals O'Keefe Media Group has exposed? Any of the individuals Sound Investigations have exposed? How have none of them been called for hearings under oath in front of Congress? Start asking these people questions. Start getting down to the bottom of it. I mean, it's just, where is the effort to win? Maybe that changes after 2024 if we're lucky. But that's what's so frustrating about this. It's like, there's easy steps to take to try to win the game. They're not even on the field.
The most frustrating thing to me, Owen, is whenever there's a major budget crisis and Republicans and Democrats are arguing about what the next fiscal year is going to look like and what's going to get approved in the annual budget, and both parties use the same rhetoric of, we have to do whatever we can to avert a shutdown. And when I see stuff like this, and when I hear Alex talk about these cells within the FBI or the CIA that need to be defunded, I'm immediately frustrated looking back just a couple of months ago with rhetoric from the Republican Party that we have to avert a shutdown. I'm thinking, shut it down. What average American would be negatively impacted by shutting down the federal government in order to refuse funding?
Which, of course,
injustice?
It doesn't even really shut them down either. That itself is a lie.
Yeah. It's just that basically the Republican policy.
Like, you can't go to the DMV.
Right. Great. I don't want to go to the DMV ever again. In fact, I haven't gone in several years. Absolutely. So if I'm thinking, like, the Republican policies should be that the government only does what the government would do anyway if it was shut down. So it seems to me that the one thing we should be focusing on as Republicans is never funding the government again so that it's only minimally active in the first place.
Well, and this just shows, too, why there's like this split in the Republican Party where it's the Republicans that want to keep the establishment as is and the gravy train as is. And then there's the Marjorie Taylor Greens, the Matt Gaetz, the Freedom Caucus. And of course, which Mitch McConnell is trying to stifle right now. And I feel like Mitch McConnell is bullying Mike Johnson at this time, saying, no, you need to listen to me, not the House Republicans.
Yeah, absolutely. What you mentioned is absolutely true. There is a schism in the Republican Party. It's the neocons versus the slur that they use of MAGA Republicans. They've tried to turn it into a slur, saying somebody's a Make America Great Again Republican or a Trump Republican. And what's really going on is it's the neocons, the warmongers, the old guard in the Republican Party versus the populists or the America First movement. And that's the shift that we're seeing. I think ultimately the populist movement in America will win over the Republican Party, but we're seeing the growing pains of that right now. And until this populist movement totally takes over the right side of politics in this country, I think we're going to see more of the same.
And 2024 is kind of going to, I think, be the major barrier moment see if we can get cross that threshold, get over that bridge, breach that dam. But once that dam is breached, because it all comes down to elections, obviously, but once that dam is breached, and if we actually are monitoring elections and making sure that it's fair and counted square, I mean, I don't don't see how it stopped, really, with Trump's populism. And by the way, the funniest part of that video, if being ignorant was a crime, well, if being ignorant was a crime, all liberals would be in jail, so that would be something else.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Troyer and Chase Geiser were just talking about politicians who need to be representing the people, politicians who actually care about their country and care about the future of the world in general, those people who need to be talking about the issues that actually matter. Well, we have one of those politicians with us today. Independent MP Andrew Bridgen from the UK has called for accountability for the COVID cabal. He has actually recently filed evidence to Met Police pertaining to COVID-19 crimes against humanity. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us today. We so appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure to be on your program.
It's wonderful to see you here, Andrew. Well, we have so much to talk to you about today. The UK has gone mad, as has the entire world, but you really have been standing up for the people the whole way through COVID. You were heavily opposed to mandates, and of course you've been chasing accountability for the damage that these injections have done. What actually alerted you to the fact that something was very wrong here?
Well, I actually took two AstraZeneca jabs myself, and the second one really hurt me. As it turned out, many, many years ago, many decades ago, when I was at university, just because I was interested in the subjects, I studied biological sciences, and I specialised in biochemistry, genetics, virology and behaviour. So I had a background knowledge, which I'd kept up over the years. So I was actually at university when Malone uncovered the mechanism by whereby mRNA works. And I was in the right place at the right time. And when respected scientists were speaking out for no commercial advantage, no financial advantage for them, and being cancelled, and when people say to the public, you know, the science is settled on this, well, the science is never settled. That's not the way science works. That didn't ring true to me. Science is always up for alternative theses and ideas and should be challenged and should be defended. That's the way we make scientific progress. So when they said that, the alarm bells were ringing. And I also saw, as a representative for Northwest Leicestershire, I was seeing the damage that the lockdowns were doing, the psychological damage. I was having, in 1 month, more suicides in my area, in my constituency, than we had in a year. And that was the fear that was being pushed onto the public was unwarranted against the minimal risk from a virus that had a 99.8% survival rate, and the average age of mortality with COVID-19 was 83. It's a year longer than normal longevity. So it was completely out of proportion. And when we got round to the Partygate scandal, where it turned out that number 10 had not been socially distancing, not wearing masks, having parties while the rest of the country was under draconian measures that were taking away people's freoms, then I realized that they knew that there was no risk and it was all a scam. And so I was the first MP to call for Boris Johnson to be removed from office in the January following the Partygate scandal. And I was continuing to do more research and speaking to a lot of independent scientists who weren't in the pay of Big Pharma, and it clearly didn't add up. And I spoke out on the 13th of December 2022 in the House of Commons in a speech where I questioned the efficacy and safety of the vaccines, called for them to be halted then. And what pushed me to that, Maria, was the Medicines and Healthcare Regulatory Authority had asked for permission to extend the jabs down to babies of 6 months, which had never happened in this country. There hadn't been a healthy child of under five who died of COVID. They were at minimal risk. And I knew I was going to get kicked out of the party, the Conservative Party, for speaking out. But I couldn't not speak out because I knew I could win. I knew that I could persuade even the most pro-vaccine person that there was more risk from those experimental vaccines than there was from COVID. And although the government derided my comments, and it wasn't covered in the mainstream media, of course, and I was cancelled from that moment onwards, what I did achieve was that the government in the UK never did authorise those vaccines for those young children. And isn't that what we're here for?
Absolutely, Andrew, and we are so grateful that you've saved the lives of those children. We now know how dangerous. I mean, we knew then, but now there is so much evidence as to how dangerous these injections are, how many lives they've taken. I know that you've been drawing a lot of attention to excess deaths. I know that you are also continuing to investigate this. We'll talk about the April date later this month, where you've encouraged people to turn up to this excess death discussion that you're having. But I want to talk about these statements that you made in the article that the team just brought up on screen, Crimes Against Humanity, UK MP's Urgent Stand. So you've called, the article says that you called for the maximum penalty for Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and what you refer to as the COVID cabal. And, of course, we know that there is a cabal. This all happened in lockstep all around the world, and it's incredible that you're pushing for accountability, because so many want to just forget what we went through. But if we don't, we have the WHO looming around the corner, about to, enforce their international health regulations amendments so they can do this again and again indefinitely. So it's crucial to hold them accountable. Talk to us about this speech that you made in Parliament.
Well, I'm misquoted. I was more subtle than that. What I said to the House was that I'd always been opposed to the death penalty, to capital punishment, on the basis that if it's wrong to take a life, then it can't be right for the state to take a life in revenge. However, events of the last few years had caused me to reconsider my position on this, and given the crimes against humanity are so heinous against humanity, that I felt that for crimes against humanity, we would have to consider the ultimate sanction, even in the UK. I never mentioned the COVID cabal. The fact is that the media and all members of the House of Commons, it was interesting, they knew exactly what I meant, and that there were a few gasps. But they knew exactly what I meant. I didn't have to mention COVID-19 and what's been done. I was actually thrown out of the Conservative Party and accused of anti-Semitism for tweeting out on January the 11th, 2023, that a world-leading cardiologist has told me that the rollout of the vaccine is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. And even mentioning the Holocaust, where I wasn't diminishing it or denying it, merely saying that the rollout of the vaccines, the experimental vaccines, were the worst thing since the Holocaust, they used that as an excuse to exclude me from the party. But it was very clear, and before they threw me out, I had a meeting with a senior party official, and I spoke to him for an hour and a half, raised my concerns about the safety and efficacy of the vaccines, and also about the use of NICE guideline NG163, which was brought in as a treatment for vulnerable elderly with suspected COVID. And it was the use of midazolam and morphine, which are respiratory suppressants, which led to their death. They were effectively euthanized, tens of thousands, and that created the first wave. And they, of course, they had all the symptoms of dying of COVID-19. They had respiratory failure, which was expected because that's what happens. in your country, it was remdesivir that was used, but in the UK, it was bedazzolam. And, you know, that those, at the end of that meeting, this official of the party turned to me and said, Andrew, there is currently no political appetite for your views on the vaccines, but there may be in 20 years' time, and you're probably going to be proven right. But in the meantime, you need to bear in mind you're taking on the most powerful vested interest in the world with all the personal risk for you which that will entail. And I said, I'm out of here. There's nothing else to talk about.
Wow. Wow. I want to talk about this this response of Matt Hancock, who is the one who's accused you of anti-Semitism, which is outrageous because we know now through Dennis Rancor that these injections have killed conservatively 17 million people worldwide. So it is, in fact, the greatest crimes against humanity since the Holocaust. You are, in fact, absolutely correct. And so let's talk about Matt Hancock for a moment. Team, if you can bring up.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Excess deaths, and the majority voted that they were going to have a debate on excess deaths. I think I actually got the first ever debate on excess deaths in any democracy in the world, and I'll tell you now, I put in 26 times for that debate. I started in January 23. I could only apply once a week for that topic. I applied 26 times, and I could only apply on sitting weeks. So I started applying in January 23 for a debate on excess deaths in the mother of all parliaments, and I finally got my debate on the 20th of October that year. There's something seriously gone wrong, and it's not the first time that this has happened. We had, in the 1960s, I did some research, we had the thalidomide scandal, a drug produced by a German manufacturer, Chemie-Grünenthal, for morning sickness, and its selling point was you couldn't overdose on it, apparently, so you could have as much as you wanted. And they were selling millions and millions and millions of doses just in West Germany at its height. It was withdrawn in 1961. 60% of the pregnant women who took it, their babies died, and 40% were born with appalling abnormalities. It prevents angiogenesis. So once you took that drug, basically your fetus couldn't produce blood vessels, which has led to shortening of the limbs. It turned out that when they were developing the drug in Germany, they gave it free to the staff, and an employee's wife gave birth to a baby with no ears, but they covered all that up and still brought it to market. It was withdrawn in 1961, and the shocking thing is when you research it and all the harms it did across the world, it wasn't mentioned. The word thalidomide was not allowed to be mentioned in the chamber of the House of Commons until 1972. 11 years later, wow, before there was a debate, and that by which time the affected children were 11, 12 years old. Chemie-Grünenthal got out by, I think, offering 3 million or 4 million compensation, far less than they'd made out of the drug. And the shocking thing is that they had an injunction on the Times newspaper, who were going to cover the story about the harms, and they were stopping them. That was overturned by the Strasbourg Court of Human Rights, and when I looked at the judgment of the three judges there, it said that speakers of the House of Commons had deliberately suppressed debate on thalidomide for 11 years. Well, as I said in the House of Commons in January, I'm not going to let that happen this time. Big Pharma have done this before, and politicians have been cowed or bought off into silence before. That this is far bigger than thalidomide. It's all over the world, and it's symptomatic of our democracy's been undermined. And if we don't stop it now, we're heading into a very, very dark place with the WHO and being pushed into a war with Russia. And net zero, which is the biggest con against humanity as well. I mean, this is...
Well, we're heading for a dystopian future. Sadiq Khan, Mayor of London, openly said, I think it was a year ago now, that the plan is for no meat, no dairy, three items of clothing per year. He, of course, gets this from the ARUP report, which works in conjunction with C40 Cities, which is the plan for every smart city around the world under this insane net zero policy. And so I want to talk to you about the progress of all of that UK.
My nearest city is Leicester, and they're a C40 city. My area is not, but I'm near, and I'm pretty well known in Leicester. And they don't bring the C40 restrictions into Leicester because they know I'll kick off. And it'll guarantee my re-election because the people won't stand for it. So they'll try and get me out at the next general election. But I think I'm in with a pretty good chance. People are waking up pretty quickly in the UK now, and they're certainly waking up in northwest Leicestershire. And I don't have any worries about my security. People do run after me up the street in northwest Leicestershire, but only to have a selfie or shake my hand.
Well, that's exactly what I wanted to ask you. So you're finding that people are now more than ever. I mean, not just people that were awake during COVID, but people are wanting to see more leaders like you. This is actually what the public want. They don't want someone that tells them a lie because the truth's too hard to bear. They actually want honest people.
Yes, but the party system just sucks people in, that you have to play the party line. At the end of the day, I came into politics because the area I represent is my home. It's where I've been brought up. These are the people I was brought up with and went to school with, and I wanted to make my area better, and I think we've achieved so much. The whole party system is they want you to have loyalty to the party, and if the party says that black is white or a man can be a woman, then you have to agree. I mean, and it's ludicrous. They don't want loyalty to your area. They don't want loyalty to your people, because that's the way politics has gone, and so many are playing the game. If you want to get promoted and want to move up the ministerial ladder, you've got to agree to sell your people out, it would appear. Well, the BBC, the last interview they did with me, they did ask me, why are you willing to sacrifice your political career on the hill of vaccine harms? And I said, well, that's because that's the hill you're killing my people on.
Thank you so much for saying that to the BBC, Andrew. I'm certainly grateful for it. I know that everyone else watching is, and I'm certain that we will have accountability, because I think they were counting on the people giving up, but we haven't. And in fact, we've become more stronger in our resolve to see accountability. I want to talk to you about the evidence that you lodged with Met Police for the COVID crimes, the excess deaths. You've got experts that have weighed in. Talk to us about that.
Well, I wrote to Mark Rowley, and it's about 8 or 9 weeks ago now, offering to bring, or requesting that I bring some world experts in, including people like Dr. Claire Craig at Hart and Professor Angus Dalgleish, who's the most cited oncologist in the UK. And we want to give our evidence about crimes that have been committed against the people throughout the COVID response, especially the safety and efficacy of the vaccines. I mean, I've got a copy of the unredacted South African Pfizer contract, which was signed 6 months after the UK signed its contract. The UK contract's only ever released redacted. But it clearly states in the South African contract that they have no idea what the long-term side effects of the vaccines are. We know from the Pfizer trials they only actually monitored the side effects for 8 weeks. And then they vaccinated the control group, the placebo group. So they destroyed the whole science of accountability and testing of those vaccines. So no one can say they know what the long-term side effects are. And they also said they had no idea how effective the vaccine was going to be. Well, since the South African contract was signed 6 months after the UK contract, I can presume, and I will presume in my next speech on the 18th of April, when we supposedly got a three-hour speech debate in the main chamber of the House of Commons, which I should be leading, who could have said they're safe and effective? And I even challenged Rishi Sunak only a couple of months ago and gave him a chance to correct his statement that these vaccines are safe and effective.
Andrew, we've got to go to break. We've got to go to break. I want to hear the rest of that story right after we return. Don't go anywhere. We're here with Andrew Bridgen live from the UK.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
To the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and we have with us today Andrew Bridgen, independent MP out of the UK, and a true hero of humanity. That is what he is, and that is what he will be remembered as throughout history. Before the break, we were talking about some of your discussions with Rishi Sunak. I really do want to, Andrew, talk about before we move on from COVID, I mean, it's all related, but you were told by a senior cabinet minister that I mean, according to this article, this unnamed minister allegedly conveyed to you that you would be dead of cancer soon because you were vaccinated. Can you talk to us about that briefly?
Yeah, that was February last year. So a year last February. And I thought he was a friend of mine at one stage, but he came up to me in the tea room and just whispered in my ear, "You can speak out about the vaccines all you want to, Andrew. You're vaccinated. You're going to be dead of cancer soon," and walked off. I mean, what sort of person says that to anybody? I mean, these are disgraceful people. And of course, he can deny it. But I mean, I'll swear on oath that's what he said.
And I don't know, have you named this individual publicly?
No, there's no point doing that. He'll deny it, but that is what he said. That's what he said. And I've had lots of other colleagues come to me and said things, but you know, I mean, there are about 4,000 real people working in the House of Commons, House of Parliament, the cooks, the cleaners, the security guards, the clerks, and 80% of those, I mean, they're politically aware. They know what the truth is. So it's only our elected representatives that deny it in the pantomime that we call our Parliament, who stick with the narrative. I mean, the people out there, that they know, really. And colleagues know. I mean, I had a very senior colleague came to see me last July, and she said that, you know, privately, and she came to me and said, "My sister's taken the Moderna booster and now she's paralyzed from the neck down." And I said, "Well, I'm really sorry about that. That's terrible. But obviously you know now, so you're going to have to speak out." And she said, "Well, the doctors are fairly convinced that she'd probably be able to walk again, and she doesn't want any publicity." I said, "Well, you don't have to name names, but you know now. So you've got to speak out." And she just turned around to me and said, "I'm not speaking out," and just walked off, and she never has.
That's disgusting.
Another colleague who came to me a year last November and said that he had two micro heart attacks after the second Pfizer jab. And I said, "Well, speak out with me." And he said, "I'm not speaking out." But I guess, I mean, the punishment they've meted out to me, reputationally, financially, I mean, the strange things, I mean, I think I'm one of the guinea pigs for the social credit scoring system that we'll be looking forward to. So despite...
Well, I want to talk to you about that, Andrew.
Despite not having had a claim on my car insurance for 25 years, and I have the maximum certificate, which is 12 years not had a claim is the maximum certificate, I can't get car insurance suddenly. Can't get car insurance. Nobody wants to quote me. And you know, you're just blacklisted for no reason.
So you mentioned before, apart from cowardice in politicians, which absolutely is the case for so many of them, as you said, you know, they know what's going on, they won't speak out, they're just cowards. We also have people who are absolutely compromised. And you mentioned before the subversion of democracy. Who do you believe to be responsible for the subversion of democracies worldwide? I don't think we really live in true democracies anymore. Who is behind all of this?
Well, the uber wealthy, the 0.1%. And, I mean, clearly, you know, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, who's the biggest investor in, one of the biggest investors in healthcare and the WHO, and obviously makes a lot of money from his vaccines that he uses influence to get them to order people, mandate people to take. Bill Gates, I mean, he comes into the UK and walks straight into the Prime Minister's office. You can go and see whichever ministers. I mean, who made this guy? Who elected him? What's he got to do with the UK? Why is he advising us? What are his qualifications in medicine? Zero. What are his qualifications on the environment? Zero. And he's making a lot of money out of it. They even let him on the BBC to push the vaccines that he was making money out of when the BBC has a no advertising policy. Yet it lets Bill Gates go on there and say, you know, no one's going to be safe until everyone's had the vaccines. Well, they were his vaccines. And once he dumped his stock in Pfizer, he said they weren't very good. I mean, the guy, if I were the Prime Minister, if he landed on UK soil, he'd be arrested, I can assure you.
We want to have a word with him
about what the great attraction of Epstein's Island was to start with, I think.
Absolutely. The state of Louisiana in the United States has become the first U.S. state to reject the WHO-WEF power grab. And in fact, Senate Bill 133 aims to ensure that the international bodies of the WHO, UN, and WEF have absolutely no jurisdiction or authorities within the state's boundaries, which is crucial considering the UN's political declaration, which says in the event of an emergency, Antonio Guterres is the dictator of the world. And what the WHO is trying to do with the IHR amendments, what do you think the chances of the UK rejecting, making similar moves as the state of Louisiana, for example, are?
I think it's nil. The only debates we've had in my parliament, and I've, again, asked for these debates and never got them, but we have a quirk in our parliament. If over 100,000 electors sign a petition for a particular debate, it has to be considered, and they're normally granted. So we had a debate, I think, last April on the so-called pandemic agreement or treaty or accord. They keep changing the name so they confuse people. And that was very sparsely attended. I spoke in that. And we had a debate in December on the amendments to the international health regulations. And I feel the WHO are running two horses in this race. They've got the pandemic accord or agreement, and they've got the amendments to the international health regulations. And quite honestly, it doesn't matter which one gets over the finish line. They've won. And these are so serious. I mean, this is the biggest giveaway power grab by an unelected, unaccountable, non-taxpaying, diplomatically immune from prosecution organisation. The Director General was appointed, Tedros was appointed in an unholy alliance between Bill Gates and the Chinese Communist Party, which my government at the time objected to his appointment, and he will become dictator of the world if we get these powers through. And it's very clear that no one wants to talk about these issues. I've spoken in Ireland, the Irish Parliament on the WHO. I've spoken in the European Parliament on the WHO. I've spoken in Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Latvia. And I'm going out to Estonia. It doesn't matter where we stop this. We've got to stop this in any country. It breaks the system they've got. But, I mean, having someone who's unelected, unaccountable, non-taxpaying, immune from prosecution, running the world. And let's put this in perspective, Maria. There's no court anywhere in the world where you, I, or anyone else can object to anything that the Director General of the WHO doesn't hold them to account. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong with that? You know, and what we do know is they won't even have the WHO, their advice was advisory at the last pandemic, and it wasn't good advice. It was a litany of disaster, which has caused economic, social mayhem. We've got 1 million under 25s in the UK on a waiting list for mental health support after those lockdowns and the pandemic response. That's the legacy. They won't even have a review of their advice in the last pandemic. That's because they're going to do exactly the same again. They're talking about vaccines in 90 days, mRNA vaccines in 90 days, no human tests at all because they're safe and effective.
Used the words, I know that Dr. Tess Laurie was present in a February 2022 meeting of the World Health Assembly where they used the words forced vaccination and punishment for anyone who doesn't comply in future. Their initial proposed amendments said no human rights, no dignity, no fundamental freedoms for any future pandemics. And so this is clear what they're trying to do. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with MP Andrew Bridgen right after this short break. We'll see you in a moment.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man, you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
With UK MP Andrew Bridgen, who has filed evidence with the Metropolitan Police for the crimes that were committed during COVID. The police should be investigating all of those who pushed these injections, all of those who administered these injections, and at a bare minimum, those who got on television, all of the so-called public health officials, and lied to people on national television, the journalists who told the people that these injections were safe and effective. And now we have excess deaths at levels that are higher than the Vietnam War, for goodness sake. This is absolutely unacceptable. And thank God for Andrew Bridgen, who's with us now. I want to ask you, Andrew, because you mentioned the social credit system and that you are already feeling the effects of that. You can't get insurance. I've been debanked for my journalistic efforts. I'm familiar with the early stages of the social credit system myself. And we've seen this increasing trend of people being debanked. I mean, I know even people in my audience who are not public figures, but because of their social media commentary, presumably, they're just being told by their bank, no, we want nothing to do with you. And so this is absolutely accelerating. We have Australia that just rushed through digital ID, rammed it through Parliament within hours. It was done. Obviously, there's still further debate that needs to happen to it, but this is happening at an accelerated rate. And we just saw these ridiculous hate speech laws go through in Scotland, although I note that the Scottish police are currently dealing with about around 60 complaints an hour about the First Minister, who is a racist. And so so that's good to see. But the point is that there is absolutely this acceleration of the agenda to reach this digital dystopia. I really want you to spend some time talking about that, please.
Well, it's all about control. Everything's always sold to the people. It's about your convenience and keeping you safe. Well, anyone who's willing to trade freedom for safety will get neither. That's an old saying, and it's very, very true. You'll get neither safety nor freedom if you trade your freedom away. It's the Chinese model. It's clear that the world's elites have looked at the way of managing the planet and managing the people, and they like the Chinese system, which allows the big corporates to make lots of money and the rich to live a good life. But for the vast majority, it's a totally controlled system. Well, it's all Agenda 2030. I mean, they're not shy about telling us where they're going to take us, and as Klaus Schwab admits, so they've infiltrated the cabinets around the world. Well, we can see that. We can see that.
Is that not treason, Andrew? Is that not treason? A foreign body coming and penetrating our cabinets?
It is treason, and it's interesting that when Tony Blair, God bless him, came into power in 97, one of the very first thing that his government did, which wasn't in their manifesto, is they took the death penalty in the UK out of the treason laws, and no one could work out why they did it. And it would seem to suggest that they knew what was going to be perpetrated against the people. If you work against the people, I mean, as an elected, you're betraying them. I mean, that is treason against the people. And the people in my country, in your country, and in so-called democracies around the world are being betrayed as they've never been betrayed before. And it's not just, say, one country. It is across the whole of the so-called free world. Well, it won't be free for much longer unless we stand up. And the interesting thing is we've got to stand and fight in our own countries because there's nowhere to run. There's nowhere to run. I always thought if it got really bad in the UK, I'd go to Canada or America. Well, I mean, you know, Canada's worse than under Trudeau. It hasn't taken him long to run down. And if you want to talk about the social credit scoring, I mean, look at what he did to the brave truckers that protested. That they had their bank accounts frozen. I mean, that's now been ruled illegal. When's Trudeau going to be held to account for those acts against the people?
For breaking his own constitution. So I agree with you. Absolutely. We have to fight like hell. You've got an excess deaths debate happening on Thursday, the 18th of April at the public gallery, Gromwell Green entrance, in Parliament Square. You're encouraging people to gather in Parliament Square from 5 PM. Talk to us briefly about that.
Well, the debate's supposed to start at 2 o'clock. It won't, because they won't give us the full three hours, but I'll be leading that debate. Interested members of the public will come to the public gallery, but that's only limited. The last time I spoke on excess deaths there, that first debate on the 20th of October, there were hundreds of people who couldn't get into the public gallery, and they were in Parliament. So I know there'll be hundreds and hundreds of people turn up to watch it who won't get in. So if they wait in Parliament Square, I'll go and address them outside the House of Parliament after 5 o'clock when the debate's finished on the day, as for coming to support me. And we either stand together or we either hang together now, or we're going to hang apart. And there is good hope. For the first time, the globalists, all their chips are on the table. We can see the game. If it's a game of poker, we're all in. Public, we're all in. But they're all in too, and over the next 12, 18 months, the way those cards fall are going to decide the future of humanity, and I want it to be on the right side. And
absolutely,
we have a saying, you know, that when when the people are scared of the politicians, which is where we are now, we have got so-called elected assemblies that are inflicting things upon the people. That is tyranny. So when the people are scared of the politicians, it's tyranny. And when the politicians are scared of the people, that's democracy. And we need to get back to the latter as soon as possible. Because we are the servants of the people, we're not their masters. And a lot of elected representatives around the world seem to have forgotten this.
Yes, they forget that when they sit and eat at night, the reason that the meal's on their table is because of the taxes of the people that they serve. And very, very few have forgotten that that is actually their role. And, you know, well, I guess maybe it's farmer kickbacks these days, Andrew, for some of them, but certainly the people's taxes. Now, briefly talk to us about where UK's at with the digital ID. And then I want to encourage everyone as well, please, to go to Andrew's Twitter at A Bridgen, B-R-I-D-G-E-N, A-B-R-I-D-G-E-N. He's got a link there for his action, where you can support his action against Matt Hancock, the deplorable individual that's accused him of anti-Semitism for appropriately calling out the crimes against humanity committed during COVID. Talk to us briefly, Andrew, about where digital ID is up to.
Well, we've had consultations, but on digital ID and digital currency. But I mean, I asked a question last year and the leader of the House said that the government had got no plans to bring in digital ID. And there was actually a government consultation on it at the time. And I'm told unofficially that it's going through whatever happens. It's all ready to be implemented. It's all being implemented across the whole world. And it's certainly being implemented in the European Union and creating this digital wallet. And they want to put something in it as Ursula von der Leyen said, and it's going to be a digital currency. Well, that is a digital trap for the public. It'll give the states huge powers to interfere in their lives and control them. I mean, you won't need barriers around your community when your bank card only works 5 minutes from your home. Where will you be able to travel? I mean, this is a way of just curtailing people's freedoms. But of course, it'll be the people's freedoms that are curtailed, not the elites. So this is a huge digital trap, which, again, no parliament really wants to discuss. It's all going to be for your convenience. And Tony Blair keeps saying that, you know, we'll be able to manage the next pandemic better because we'll be able to make sure you've had all your vaccines. What a nightmare situation. So it's better we don't go in the trap than try and break out once we're in. So we've got to avoid it, if at all possible. That, the WHO, and also the narrative on the net zero is crumbling in the UK.
Perhaps next time we get you on, Andrew, because we're almost out of time today, perhaps next time we get you on, we can talk about specifically the narrative around net zero. It's absolute nonsense science. There are so many experts, real experts, coming out and debunking this entire narrative. And so, you know, I think that we are seeing a huge wave of people that are waking up to the truth, but it's about uniting and demanding that those who serve us, while we still can, before they're all replaced by AI, for goodness sake, because we know that the UN's Boston Global Forum group who are pushing the AI world society and digital world, Ursula von der Leyen is one of the people in that book, say that there'll be an AI judiciary. We won't even have real people anymore in the judicial system. And so we must stop this. I want to thank you so much for your time today, Andrew, and your fight. Again, asking people to follow you on X, A Bridgen, and also support your fight against the deplorable Matt Hancock. And please continue to support InfoWars, that provides a platform to the heroes of history. This interview, this discussion that secures our freedom when we reach more people would not be possible without the people's support for InfoWars. So please continue to do that. I'm Maria Z of ZMedia.com, and it's been an honor to be with you all today. Thank you.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if people...